Well, hello everyone out there and welcome along to the first Weekly Waffle of 2020. We're back in there, back in the seat, back in the room, back around the mic. So with me, as always, I've got the crew. Give it a shout out, boys.
Hey, guys. What's up? How you doing? Do you have a good 2019?
It's a very whiny voice you've got there. I like that.
Hey guys,
it's me, your boy, Henry VIII, 460 Cream Egg.
Oh dear.
I like many things involving domination.
Of other countries.
Yes.
Sweet. Yes. Well, 2020 has kicked off in a right... No. What?
No one's going to stop me.
Once the killing starts.
No, there's no killing.
Just domination.
No, just domination. Willing domination.
Totally dominating.
No, not that kind of domination.
Yeah. What kind?
Special kind. The kind that involves me and my own people.
Nice.
They're starving right now.
Are they?
I used all of them to build farms.
Oh, dear. It's going to be a long year.
I tried to be so nice, so I gave away all of my food and all of my rights.
Nice. That was the Christmas spirit. It ended off the year nicely.
Yeah.
Well, anyway, 2020 has definitely kicked off in the craziest of fashions. Plenty of stories in just the first 4 weeks. At the moment, the world, are we on the brink of a global pandemic?
Hopefully.
We're talking the coronavirus.
Oh.
So, yeah, I mean, currently, what, 3,000 people infected? The Chinese are saying that maybe a conservative estimate might be 100,000 people infected, and we've got 80 dead so far. So, who knows?
That's just what China is saying.
It's what, sorry?
You know what China's like. They're always concerned, like, they're like, we got to keep up our rep. We can't go revealing that, like, how many people have been killed. Let's divide the number by 50.
Were you in that meeting?
Yeah.
Nice. Good numbers.
I mean, you would know.
He would.
I make business trips at night.
Nice. At night. He's at like night, the elf on the shelf. At night, he returns to the president of China.
At night, I return to Xi Jinping.
Reports and tells us if we...
Reports how bad we've been.
Yeah, tells him if we've been good or bad.
He's like that, just turns his thumb upside down. They've all been bad.
You start seeing a honey bomb. I'm not Winnie the Pooh.
Well, they're reckoning about 2,000 people have come back to the UK.
Oh, that's nice.
From said region in China.
Yeah, I mean, we're safe.
So,
not going to lie.
Well, why are we safe?
Well, you're not safe.
No, I'm not safe.
Well, not going to lie, that was kind of a pro-gamer move. Oh, I'm kind of feeling a bit queasy. Let's go to England for a holiday. They wanted to go to Scunthorpe because, did you know Scunthorpe has the miracle healers in it?
Does it?
Yeah. They were like...
Has it got the Aquafita?
Nah, the Fountain of Youth.
The Water of Life.
Fountain of Youth, the Pepsi at the local Mackey's.
Nice.
The Holy Grail's a KFC chicken bucket.
Well, you never know, because I mean, this is going to go out like late January. By the time this goes out, it could have all kicked off. We could be on the brink of the coronavirus zombie apocalypse.
So by the time this gets released, the only people that could hear it, there is a chance that it could only either be monkeys.
That's so funny. It's like everybody dies in the coronavirus. There's literally like a handful of scavengers clinging on to life in like the rubble of society. And they get a radio and they're like, trying to find somebody. Is there anyone there? And all I can hear is us ripping the piss on the Waffle podcast.
Dropping a load on the all of them people.
Dropping a load in their ears.
And that's popping a squat. Popping a squat.
Oh, I love it.
So you're saying there's a chance that there's either only gorillas, monkeys, or robots listening to this?
Yeah, there is a chance.
What about robot monkey gorillas?
For all you monkeys out there.
I can actually
That's a wicked monkey joke.
That was gangster.
Well, you know.
I can do a really good monkey impression. It's the mute monkey.
Monkey asleep.
Yeah, no, monkey asleep is this.
Monkey having a weird dream.
Monkey having a good dream.
Yeah.
Good dream is being chased by a robot.
Well, I'm telling you now, there's the big chance of the world wipeout is definitely disease. So yes. We'll have to just see.
Yes. Yes. I'm so excited.
I hope you've got yourself like a nice, like really weird, like sort of weird deserty leather ripped up suit that you're going to wear.
I can finally use my training. No, I can finally use my training.
What have you got training as?
I can hold my breath for 10 seconds.
That's going to do it. Every time you meet anyone new out there.
Quarantine zone.
Good quarantine.
What, you enter a quarantine zone and it's completely silent because no one breathes?
Yeah, well, for 10 seconds.
Who knows? Who knows where it'll end, the coronavirus?
At least we know if it does get to our house, we'll be safe for 10 seconds.
Well, you will.
I mean, that's I'll enough to gone. Play a medium-sized League of Legends match, sure.
Nice.
Take a bite of a taco, eat a apple. If you're fast, you might be able to run down the stairs before you get consumed.
You're implying that our staircase is massive.
I mean, it...
That it takes 10 seconds to run down it fast.
I meant, like, run back and round and jump off the stairs.
Nice. Well, also, by the time this podcast comes out, the UK would have left Europe.
Yes.
So Brexit would have actually happened.
After how many years?
31st of January 2020. We're out of the European 31st Union.
31st of January?
Yes.
That's one day after January. I get to Farming Simulator. Oh, yeah.
Well,
mind.
That's it. That's it. You won't be able to do Farming Simulator.
Oh, wow.
Well, you might be able to now. The old EU quotas won't be on the old game anymore.
What are you on about?
EU quotas. Telling you what you can farm and what you can't farm. Telling you've got to start farm like straight potatoes and stuff. This is all of the like the misinformation that's caused us to be out of Europe in the first place. So, well, anyway, we joined the EU on the 1st of January 1973, the fantastic year that I was born. Thanks very much. So, I can gladly know we're 46 years into it.
That lasted long.
Well, I've lasted longer than the EU, so I'm pretty happy. You know what I mean? Little old me lasted longer than a massive group of countries. So I'm doing all right. That's right, I said countries.
Gonna be controversial up in here.
Bit controversial up in the house.
He said countries.
You want to hear a fun fact?
We've also.
Okay, you continue.
What's the fun fact? You go for the fun fact. I always want to hear a fun fact.
On Twitter.
Just make sure it is a fun fact.
On Twitter, after like the whole Brexit thing was announced, there was a hashtag called hashtag goodbye Europe. And then everyone was like, you realise that we're still in Europe, we're just not in the European Union. Like, they think we're going to pick up our island with like a boat and just drag it somewhere else.
Nah,
that's what we're doing.
We can drive the private island, Bob Universe.
On Friday, we've all got to go over to the East Coast and like just blow.
Wait, blow who?
Just blow. So then the whole like country will slide off the other way. We'll be off towards America.
On Saturday, we have to run all the way down to the West Coast and start blowing as hard as
we can. Don't go to the West Coast.
Oh.
That means we'll be closer to Europe.
You're just smashing into Germany.
Dad, wrong way, man. Nah, what are you doing?
Don't worry. Don't worry. My plan is flawless.
Okay.
Go to the west side.
Guess the west side.
Go to the west sud.
Yeah.
And then you go like this. Hold your breath for 10 seconds and run to the east side and then catch America off guard.
Catch America off guard by running further away from them.
Yeah.
That should do
you,
it.
You run to the east side, but instead you blow the other way, so you blow the whole of the Europe just the other way.
Oh, the whole of Europe?
Yeah.
Okay.
Speaking of America, they nearly did obviously kick off with World War III by assassinating the Iranian general, at which point, obviously, Iran was striking back, and it was all getting a bit jittery. It seems to have calmed down now,
yes.
Which is all good. I'm staying out of it too much because...
Because you're not in America?
Are you a general?
I'm staying out of this.
Drink time.
But no, we don't want to be too political. But it was a bit hairy bears there for a little while, weren't it? A week or two. It was all on the news. Everyone was rattling them sabres. It was getting a bit leery.
Yeah, I saw the memes. The World War III memes.
Up to current affairs with Finlay. We've seen the memes.
Well, yeah, it said like...
Me and the boys getting drafted for World War III.
Yeah, there was a picture of, like, baby boys, and I was like, me and the boys, after we got rebirthed, after getting wrecked by Iran's navy, and we went, oi.
It was like I think I saw one which was like when Call of Duty enter when Call of Duty players enter World War III and they realize there's no respawning.
When every Iran soldier I come across sits on my face without consent. I mean, I can hold my breath for 10 seconds, that'd be good. What else is
We can't have that.
I know we can't.
And another story, which I know I'm springing on you, because when we crossed this one, you had no idea. And this is the big one. The cryptoid.
Bigfoot. Yes.
Bigfoot.
Yeah, what's this about?
Spotted.
Who? Yeah, by who?
On video.
Show me.
And photos.
Don't believe me.
In Washington State.
Wow.
You can keep telling me.
This video is like legit, man. It came in from the Department of Transport. So it's not from like I saw him up on the ridge. It's like a proper bit of security footage of said Bigfoot.
Does he look like you thought he
would? Mooching up a hill. You know, what initially when I saw it, it's like a grey video of like somebody or something walking away from the camera. And I thought some dude who's like, you know, the ape specialist's going to be on YouTube ripping that video going, oh, look, his arms are too long and he doesn't swing them right and this is that and the other. So, but I'm going to show you, first time you've seen it.
He shows us the video and it's like finding Bigfoot levels of CGI.
It'd be help if I spelt it right. Who's Bogfoot?
Me?
You're Bogfoot?
No, that was a lie. Was it captured by the BFRO?
What?
BFR,
let me just find the video clip, and then you'll be amazed at what you see.
I'm gonna do my impression of Bobo. Maybe there's something on the hill.
You sound like
just
a
maybe.
Why don't you search a Bigfoot captured by Mr. Washington if it was so big?
Who?
Washington rose from his grave.
Why don't you write down Bigfoot captured by Georgian Washington?
There it is. This is the one. Okay, this is this week's. Yeah.
Little guy.
I've already got to mute it because I don't want the video.
Well,
I don't
want the noise. Set for a minute and then
little shadow man.
There we go. Surely.
Ads.
Are you ready?
Yes. Fast look. Get off your phone. Is that meant to be a joke? One, where is that? Two, why
it's
does it look like some
on
diesel?
On a hillside by a security camera in the middle of the night, and they're obviously white. This white's black and white because it's night vision style. But there you go. So anyway, not only did they get this one, they also got another, like a photo clip of a Bigfoot on the side of a road from another road camera. So just maybe January is Bigfoot month. You know, maybe he is out there. What do you reckon?
I like Bigfoot. He's kind of gangster, not gonna...
You like Bigfoot, you said?
Yeah, I like Bigfoot. He's a good friend of mine.
Is he?
Yeah.
Has he got big feet?
No.
Where does he shop for his shoes?
Common myth.
I've never heard of that.
Ah, you wouldn't...
Is it on the high street, common myth?
No, it's in Scunthorpe.
Really?
Yeah.
Scunthorpe not got a high street at
Scunthorpe
the moment.
Scunthorpe is just the secret
street.
Of Bigfoot.
No, it's in Low Street. You get to it like the same way you get to Diagon Alley from Harry Potter.
Nice.
Harry Potter.
So what you do is you just look in the bonfire and go, blah, and you go to the Scunthorpian Lowe's.
And also, in the last 24 hours, some pretty tragic news, obviously, with Kobe Bryant being killed in a helicopter, along with, unfortunately, 8 other people in the helicopter, including his 13-year-old daughter, plus one of her friends of that age as well. There was a little bit more news come out. I think they're on their way to a basketball tournament. Really heavy fog. A lot of other aircraft had been like grounded that day, but they'd obviously took the flight there, and they've got a little bit of audio, I think, with them just basically warning the helicopter they're too low, travelling at whatever speed they were at, about 170 miles an hour, and unfortunately came down in a hillside, which is not good and a total loss, clearly, to the world of sport. So
you just blame it on the flight guy.
The fly guy.
The one that was flying.
Mother Nature's fault. Too foggy.
Jeez. Also this month, we've lost a member of one of the longest and most well-established comedy groups in the UK.
Oh, yeah.
Being Mr. Terry Jones. Found a member of Monty Python. Monty Python being, for all of you that don't know.
I know. Do you think I don't know?
Okay, come on. Sorry, a history lesson on Monty Python from Finn. Over to you, Finley.
Okay. Welcome to the world of Monty Python. And there's the one guy who said, ouch, you'd cut my arm off, but it won't affect me because I'm a knight.
Brilliant.
It's just a wound of the flesh variety.
What year did they start?
What year did they start?
Yeah, what year was Monty Python? What year did they start?
I think it was like 1405 AD.
Oh. Well, I thought it was 1969, but you might be right.
I think it was might be 9.
And how many episodes of Monty Python was there on the... Did they do? In the TV show?
Are you talking about the first season?
Oh, I don't know how many seasons was there.
What? Okay, how many seasons was there? So there was that beep, and then there was Beep Bop, and then Black Bleep. Oh! There was never a season! You're throwing me through a loop.
Well, I think they started in 1969. On TV, on the BBC. Run about 45 episodes, TV shows, over 4 series.
There's obviously only 13 episodes of Mr. Bean.
To make several movies, including some of what people do list as some of the best comedy movies of all time. Being The Life of Brian.
Yeah.
Holy Grail.
Yeah.
Meaning of Life.
Yeah.
All awesome.
Search up how many episodes of Mr. Bean there were.
That's a tragic story.
Why is it a tragic story?
There's only like 13 episodes ever
released.
There's
only like one season of Mr. Bean.
All I'm saying is... Terry Jones.
Yeah.
Comedy God.
Yeah.
Rest in peace, dude.
Yeah.
So what am I looking for?
Mr. Bean episodes list, wikipedia.com.
Mr. Bean.
Episode list. Look how many episodes there are. Mr. Bean episode.
Mr. Bean epitato.
Look. There's only 15 ever episodes. Ever.
Of Mr. Bean?
Yes.
Well, that's all right.
Well, didn't it ever feel like there was like 57?
Nah.
What do you mean, nah? I've never watched a repeat episode and I used to watch it all the time.
I think Mr. Bean said everything he had to say in just those 15 episodes.
No.
Don't you reckon?
I'm hungry.
Among other news stories, just before we leave the news, is clearly after every royal scandal that we seem to have had over the last whatever, we've now not only got Brexit, but we've got this Megxit nonsense with... Harry and Meghan leaving the country for Canada.
Don't care.
Shunning the publicity.
Like a boss.
That's it. Making their own brand to be out and about. So, well, what have we had? We've had the Charles and Camilla phone calls. Who? The Squidgy Gate phone calls.
Squidgy Gate?
Squidgy Gate.
A Squidgy Gate.
You know, Charles was married to Princess Diana at the time.
Yeah, he is.
And then they got some secret phone calls released where he was like on the phone talking to another lady. Camilla, and their pet name, his pet name for her was Squidgy, Squidge. So he's like, Squidge. So there, yeah, you had Charles giving it all that, the Squidge. You had Lady Ferguson, who was married to Prince Andrew. Less said about him. Epstein didn't kill himself. Less said about Andrew the better, really, at the minute. Fergie, photographed, getting the toe sucked. Toe job on
Fergie
the side
who?
Of a pool.
Lady
Ferguson, who was the wife of...
Oh, I don't wait, know Lady... Lady Ferguson?
Yeah.
Lady who?
How old is Lady Ferguson?
Well, she's old now.
Oh, I can imagine. Well, I just don't know her.
Very cool. But anyway, another royal scandal.
Yeah.
The toe job, the dodgy sun photos of her getting a...
The dodgy sun photos.
Dodgy sun.
Damn, damn meddling kids.
Getting her toes sucked and licked in between.
Well, you can't really see that in a photo.
You can see it in the photo.
What, you take a photo and it's like one of those Harry Potter photos.
Her flipping foot was down his throat. So anyway.
She would kill him.
All of these royal scandals. But I think these pale in comparison. They pale. Because there's a distant member of the royal family who's, at the minute, frankly, taking the piss. Out of the public.
Out of the toilet.
He's taking the piss. Not out of the toilets, out of the public.
With a bendy straw.
We're talking one of the young'uns here. One of the young'uns that should know better. One of the little brat packy ones. The little eating boys.
Scrapyard.
We're talking Lord Mackenzie. Now, a lot of people won't be aware of Lord Mackenzie, but I'll tell you what, this one. What he's doing is, and he's minted, he is one of the richest young up-and-comers in this country. And what he's doing, he's taking the piss. Because he's got a job in a local little shop, or like a Saturday job, and some blooming motorbike shop somewhere. Gets chauffeured in with his like little lunchbox all packed up by his butler and stuff. And then he just stands there like mockingly trying to do stuff behind the counter all day. Taking money. You know what I mean?
Stands behind the car. Oh, look at me putting money in the register.
That's exactly how he talks. That is exactly how I talk. Just
comes in with his Paw Patrol lunchbox.
You're on about Paw Patrol lunchbox. He's got like a flipping Harrods lunchbox. Seriously. It just frustrates me that somebody else, man, could have that, you know, a few quid a week that he gets paid, and he just must. I bet he laughs and just throws it out the window on the way home.
No, he buys a meal deal just to buy the meal deal. He doesn't even eat it.
Doesn't even. He just wants to feel like common people.
He buys it.
Is he like the Jarvis Cocker of the Royals?
No, he goes, buys the meal deal, then goes and sneakily puts it back on the shelf and leaves.
What?
Exactly. Which
meal deal?
Wait.
Tesco's meal deal.
Oh, okay.
Good meal deal.
Like a bomb.
I was going to say, in what McDonald's do you...
McDonald's?
As if McKenzie, Lord McKenzie ain't going to McDonald's, is he?
Nah. Nando's.
Doesn't he far too that. Nando's?
Nando's. I still want to try Nando's.
When he says, I'm going to Nando's, he means he's going to Nan's, which is probably the queen.
Probably.
Well, no, he wouldn't be saying Nando's then, would he? He said he's going to Nando's, though.
Who's?
Nan's dough.
Nan's dough. I like it because she's really rich.
No, but yes, but no.
Nice.
Oh my.
So anyway,
God.
Mackenzie, sort your out and like give that job to someone who really deserves it. That's what I say, Lord Mackenzie.
Like Fuss. Fuss needs a job.
Man, it just that's what really grinds my gears, bores my bacon.
What me?
It really bites my muffin.
Me.
When stuff like that happens.
You're saying Lord Mackenzie's eating your cake.
All crumbs.
You what?
Everybody bites my muffin.
What? Well, we had one at work where we were doing that. We were like, you know, instead of that, that really like buttons. That really buttons my blouse. That does. You know what I mean? That really parts my fringe.
That really parts the Red Sea within me.
Exactly. Well, let's do homework review then, shall we?
All right.
Okay, so for the last homework, we did. Well, what we were going to do was first episodes of TV shows. It was a lie because you got to buy. But we were going to do first episodes of TV shows. So we'll start off with the buy. Let's start with the buy, okay?
Yes.
So your buy, which was the fact of you just get to do your own thing.
Thank you. I
was
did.
You got to watch the first in a series movie. And what was it we had to endure? Watch, sorry, in watch?
Friday the 13th.
No. So we got to sit through the 93% on Rotten Tomatoes smash hit, which it wasn't, John Carpenter's 1978 Halloween.
Michael Myers was the best part of the movie.
Seriously. All I can say is doesn't it show how horror and movies in general have changed? Because seriously, the use of like what suspense and horror was a man standing 40 foot away on the other side of the road while someone goes ree with like a string instrument. It's like, oh, that's fear, is it?
Well, yes. Could you imagine being like, you know, somewhere like alone and someone's just staring at you from the distance?
Imagine shanking
someone. I have
that
all the time.
Do you?
Yeah.
Imagine shanking someone.
Yeah. And then they're on the floor and then they just go like this. Do, 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 do. No, they just do this, right? This is them laying down on the floor. They just do that and then stand back up. Imagine how scary that would be.
Well, you stab them and they fall down.
Shank them again.
Shank them again? And then what? You'll just do this again.
I would just shank them until they're not doing that anymore.
Dad, if you would just...
I'll shank them until they're horizontal.
They land horizontal and then they get back up. What?
If you shanked them and they landed like that and you shanked them one more time on the floor, they just
do that.
What
are you telling me? So is Michael Myers like... He's like... Surely he's just... He's human. He's human.
No, yes. He ain't. He's invincible.
But that's what, his how is arc. He?
Later on, do you mean to spoil something of one of the later films? Because you're probably never going to watch them.
I will never watch them.
Michael Myers gets Michael Myers gets 360 no-scoped headshotted and still survives. Someone snipes him in the face.
People do get shot in the head and survive. That doesn't mean they're immortal, does it?
Michael Myers gets wrecked in a house fire and shot in the face and he's still alive.
So what are you saying?
I'm saying that he can't die.
What are you saying?
What do you mean, what am I saying?
What are you saying? He can't die.
I think he just
can't. Yeah, well, what are you saying?
Fireproof pants.
Fireproof pants?
Yeah, I reckon.
What, on a bulletproof noggin?
Bulletproof noggin?
Yeah. Bulletproof mask. Never know. He's got a metal mask.
Halloween made $70 million at the box office.
Yeah, I can imagine. Bad. $70 million for a dude to wear a white mask and stroll about like a geese.
$70 million's a fortune for that trash.
How dare you?
I would love to have taken a modern horror film back to the 70s because you would have scared the crap out of everybody.
What horror movie would you take back?
Tom and Jerry.
I'll take back Insidious just to teach them.
Well, just any modern horror film.
Like Dumb and Dumber.
But does this mean we're like getting harder to scare? Is that what it means?
Yes.
Yes.
Is that what it means? That people are just so used to it now that you're like, unless it's like proper gore slash fest.
That's all 70s films, though.
Is it really? You'd know.
Yes, I would. Yeah, I don't think it's scary, but I think it's that horror is subjective. You know, one person can get scared by one thing, but
comedy,
not another thing.
It's subjective. Isn't that what they
like, say? There was a, you know, film. Imagine a film like just about spiders. People like me would probably get freaked out by that. Really? Except I don't get really scared of spiders on camera. Real life, nah, that thing's torching it. I'm torching it like the Thing.
Little money spider, you're like...
Yeah, exactly. I get the hairspray and the lighter.
Well, actually, we did have a smite thing at home where our house nearly burnt down due to an electrical fire, which started in the middle of the night. And very, very luckily, we managed to save our house and ourselves.
Only because
and
of
didn't
me.
Die, but it was very close. Are you telling me that that was a spider incident? Because you were the one that found the fire. It's all coming together now, Finn. We all go to bed. Foss goes into the kitchen to make something. Sees a spider. Sets the kitchen on
Here's
fire.
Tip,
runs upstairs. Oh, a fire's just started on its own.
Nah, he had tapping in the oven hood.
Nah, listen, I can hear. I can tell you exactly what it is. I wouldn't have seen a spider in the grate of the fire.
It would have climbed in there after it got scared of you, man.
I reckon you were the fire starter.
Twisted fire starter.
Yeah, well. So anyway. How is that the twisted fire starter?
Oh, I can twist some fire when that starts playing.
Really? Nice. So all I'm saying is I wasn't a big fan, I'm afraid, of
the fire.
The Halloween.
Oh, the Halloween. I was going to say.
The Halloween.
The big fan did set on fire, though.
It did. It did set on fire.
Was that your love for Halloween?
We were lucky.
Your burning love.
Yeah, that was it. A hunk of burning love.
A hunk of plastic.
Well, Forrest's choice for homework for Series 1, Episode 1 of a one of a series was The Witcher, which was obviously a Netflix exclusive starring Henry Cavill as, and I'll try it this time, Geralt?
Yes, basically.
Of Rivia?
Yes.
There you go. Not too bad at all, really. Also, obviously, was in Man of Steel in Batman versus Superman in Mission Impossible.
Yes.
The movies. It was all right in this. What do you reckon? It was your choice. What do you think?
I haven't watched any more of it, although I plan to, because I like the series. I like the story. I like the games, and I like the series. I don't really watch a lot of TV shows a lot, so I never really get back to it.
Well, I watched it. I would probably watch it again. I'm not like rushing back to be like, oh yeah, I really have to see the next episode. But it was okay. Characters were good. Story was good. A few effects in it. Laid it out enough for someone who has no idea what the thing's about to keep following it, which was me. But yeah, it was all right. I think we'll go back to it. Is it a one series deal then, do you reckon? Is it one series and the story's done, or are they going to...
Nah, my bet is that they'll continue. Because, I mean, people have already been saying how good it is, so...
Cool. 66% on the old Rotten Tomatoes.
It's worse than the games at that point then.
Well, my choice then was The Umbrella Academy.
Which I really liked.
Which I thought was really good. I do think I will watch some more of that. It's just finding the time. That, of course, being the story of... It was a bit more fantasy than I thought as well. Which was a bit weird with, like, people flying around and bits. Yeah.
Have you seen the trailer?
Yeah, but I just didn't really get it. I didn't really understand it was that much. But it was a bit sort of superhero-y and a bit strange. Can you stop making cracky noises and stuff?
I would stop making cracky noises, but he's telling me to.
Fine.
Who?
Thanks.
Who's telling you to?
Mr. Myers. I didn't watch either of those shows.
Why didn't you watch either of those shows?
Because...
Who are you?
Are you a member Jimmy of Solo? The podcast?
I'm Gangster Smile.
Yeah, Jimmy Solo.
Watermelon Smiles. Leave me
But
there.
The... I liked the Umbrella Squad, actually.
Umbrella
I think
Squad.
I'm definitely going to watch some more of it.
Did Good you write down the it? Umbrella Squad?
No, the Umbrella Academy. I liked the Umbrella Academy.
I thought you'd written down the Umbrella Squad.
There were some weird characters in it, though, because, like, towards the end, you had, like, the younger kid came back who was, like, in a weird time loop thing. And then you've got the one who's, like, the drug addict sort of crazy one.
Yes.
And then you've got the big gnarly dude who's, like, the big brother. But do you know what? I reckon it's up for a good watch, so we'll have a shout-out for The Witcher and the Umbrella Academy, but not so much for Halloween. If you missed it the first time, you missed it for all these years... You don't need to go back.
Watch the 2007 one, it was better.
What was better?
The remake of Halloween.
Do you reckon?
There's more action.
Okay, and now we come to a new slot.
Slot.
On the Waffle Podcast.
I love slots.
See, what we're going to do is... We're going to take the podcast.
Tiny hole slots. Coin slots.
We're going to mould the podcast into what you want it to be. So we're going to introduce some new... new things to the podcast. Okay, we've had a few messages saying that a certain person who's joined us lately can cause amusement in his ramblings. So what we're going to do is we're going to...
Hello!
We're going to ask you to send in your suggestions, and then each episode we can ask Finley for Finley's five-minute fantasy.
Oh, so, I have a lot of fantasy.
What you need to do is out there is you need to pause the podcast, go and get yourself a drink. Nice drink or a stiff drink. Whatever you need to do to relax. If you need to roll yourself a big, chunky, fat one, do that. Okay? Pause the podcast, get yourself ready, wrapped up, snuggle down for a story time.
Did you just say?
So for this one.
You should eat a fat one.
Finley's 5-minute fantasy.
Okay.
Over to you, Finn. Okay. And what I need you to do, I need you to tell me about the time that you played hide and seek.
With?
With Justin Bieber.
Ooh. I don't like him.
Well, you played hide and seek with him, so
okay.
Over to you, Finn.
It was called hide and seek, but it was like much different.
Okay. Hide and seek with Mr. J.
Mr. J.
Like the Joker, Harley Breen. Okay.
Harley Breen.
Do you want to shut up? It was a dark and stormy night. Justin Bieber's hair flowing in the wind. That was the wind. Me and him were going to play some hide and seek at Muzzy's house, the clock eating gangster.
Do you mind?
Okay, so we went to Muzzy's house, me and my dude, and he said, "I'm Muzzy. Clocks." That was a question, and I said to Justin Bieber, "What's this? Geese are talking about clocks. Nah, I only got socks." And then Justin Bieber was like,
yeah, it's lit. Yeah. Clocks. I've been infused with..."
What?
It's not Michael Jackson.
I know. Did I ask your opinion?
You sound like Michael Jackson.
I sound like my... Okay, I'll do my Justin Bieber
Maybe
impression.
Maybe it was really. A party and Justin Bieber come as Michael Jackson.
Yeah, he's doing an impression for us.
Yeah.
Come with Michael Jackson in his back pocket, ready?
Yeah, I'm in Justin Bieber's back pocket. I'm doing the sweet criminal down his forehead.
Okay. What are going to do with them?
I haven't been hide and seeking yet, though. The story is just beginning. That's just the setting, okay?
You're 5 minutes.
Scene one. Me and my boy is Justin Michael Jeebus. We were going to hide because Muzzy was the seeker for the first round. He said, one. He only has 3 fingers, so he can't count higher than 5. 1, 2, 3. Me and Michael found a nice little place to hide. Justin Bieber was too fat, so he couldn't fit. He said,
oh, leave me behind. I will find another place to hide.
And Michael Jackson was like,
I never liked you anyway.
What's the problem? Alright. And then I was like, oh, Michael, that was a gangster. And then Muzzy was like, one. Then we heard, stomp. Stomp. Stomp, 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 and then silence. Muzzy said, found you. I found you. And then we could hear some kind of Irish jig he was doing. It sounded like... And then Justin Bieber was like,
ha ha, you didn't find me.
And then he disappeared into a splat because he teleported with his magical acid powers. And then Muzzy was like, oh no, where's my coffee? And then I got out of my hiding spot, unsheathed my wrench, and was like, oi, Muzzy, what's the big deal, punk? He thought you found him. And he was like, see you tomorrow, peak. And I was like, see you tomorrow, peak. And we shook hands and called it a match. Except for my deceiving act.
I had stolen Justin Bieber's hand before the game, shook Muzzy's hand with it, the deal was signed. It was Justin's time to seek.
Has it been 5 minutes? Because I can go on for a little bit longer, but I don't want to take up too much of your time.
We should have a podcast where Finley just does a story for an hour.
I could. Do we have time for another chapter?
As long as it finishes, like, in the next minute or so.
Okay, scene two was Justin's time to seek. So, I didn't know where to hide because he knew exactly where I was going to hide. So what I did was I did a quick 180. Justin Bieber has 10 fingers, so he can count higher than Mercy. So I had a good, you know, like, 2 seconds of wait time. And I had 5 seconds of leeway in there. So I did a quick 180, 360, bolted it back to the car we arrived in. It was Justin's Lamborghini. It's like a Lamborghini, except it's made out of cheese and crackers. So I got in this little cheesy car. Me and Michael Jackson in the back seat. It was like, hey, yeah, let's go. Hee hee. Let me pick up this car and Smooth Criminal. So he picked up the car. His legs grew to the size of, like, Twiglets.
The size of Twiglets? Yeah. They grew to Twiglets?
Yes.
Wowzers.
Just remember, Michael Jackson was in, like, Justin Bieber's back pocket. So he's, like, pin-sized Michael Jackson. With his Twiglet-sized legs and his...
Was it like Micro Jackson?
Now his arms look like toothpicks. And he picked up the car with his toothpick arms and was like... Eh, oi, boing, boing. Started making boing sound effects. I was like, wait, what's Michael boinging for? Now he's straight boinging. And then Michael Jackson's head appeared out of the gear stick and was like, boing. And the car propelled all the way to the... On top of the Eiffel Tower... Did a quick, you know, like one of those DJ tricks where they go like, vroom, vroom. You know, those DJ tricks where it's like, beep, 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 beep. You know those DJ tricks?
I know them tricks.
Did a turntable on the Eiffel Tower, went down, I was about to fall on the baguette. I didn't though. I was like, oh no, no baguettes for me, because I do not like bread today, because I'm on a diet. Thank you. And then I picked up the car and was like, ah, that's where my toy car went. Put it back in the toy box. And then I was like, kind of big, you know? Just picked up a real car. It's made of cheese. So I picked up the cheesy, cheesy car, lifted it up into the air like I was toasting someone, but because I'm the giant of Germ, no one could see me. So I toasted the moon and was like, more cheese. Picked it up, opened the car door with a tiny pinky fingernail. I was like... Then I picked up the moon and was like, put that moon in that cheese car. And then I leaned over all the way to the haunted mansion that we were playing hide and seek at. Because I was like, this mansion, I could do that. Muzzy lives in that. Leaned over. Justin Bieber was right there. And I was like, found you. Because it was his time to seek me. So I was like, I threw the little dime. And then I woke up. And that's the time that I dreamed about dreaming. About throwing the cheese dream on the dreamy dream dream, and I whipped creamed all over, and I dreamed that I ate some Hovis biscuits, and then I woke up, and that's the time that I drove to Scunthorpe and watched a movie about me dreaming about playing Justin Bieber. And then that was the dream of how I dreamed of football match. I finished the football match, and that was the scoreboard of how I dreamed playing hide and seek with Muzzy and Justin Bieber. And then that's the dream. Of how I played
it. What a brilliant, brilliant story.
There was a few more dream layers in there, but I was limited by time.
I like it.
It was all a dream.
After all of that, it was all a dream. Like Dallas, you just woke up in the shower and it was all a dream.
Who goes to sleep in the shower?
No, you woke up in the shower. I didn't say you went to sleep in the shower.
When I go to sleep?
You just woke up in the shower.
I think the best part was when Justin Bieber was like, oh, I can't fit. And then like Michael Jackson was like, hee, didn't like you anyway. I really like that
didn't
part.
Like you anyway.
Well then, what we need to do then is we need to push on with a subject for homework for this week.
Homework's lame apart from when I assign it because I always watch my ones. Let's assign first.
What?
What?
So homework this time, what we're going to do, we're going to pick an actor. This time.
Okay.
This episode, we're picking an actor. Picking an actor who's been sort of in the game for probably 25 years now, I would think. Probably a little bit more. Managed to turn out after starting his career, comedy career, on a sketch comedy show called Living Colour, which was a real hitster. Bit of the old Saturday Night Live. Went on to make 51 movies. Some of the classic all-time greaties. We're talking, of course, about Mr. Jim, former Triangle, Illuminati, Illuminati. Jim Carrey.
He no.
He what?
What? He's part of the Illuminati.
Illuminati. Get it wrong. No, no. The Illuminati.
Oh, that's gangster. I'm stuck.
He's gangster. Faced a bit of personal tragedy in his life as well.
Did he?
When his ex-girlfriend died and he faced a wrongful death lawsuit. Had to fight through. Most of his films obviously have been all comedy. He did make one film last year, Dark Crimes, I think it was. He plays a Polish police officer chasing a serial killer. I've not seen that
one. Not heard that one.
Well, I think that's one of the more serious films that he's done. He's done a couple, though. So we're going to go for movies by Jim Carrey.
When is Sonic out?
I think it is spring 2020, but it's not out at the moment. So we can't go for that one yet. So we're all having a think, then, about which movies Jim Carrey we're going to watch. I'm going to go with 1996 film, The Cable Guy. You seen The Cable Guy?
No, I've heard about it.
Seen The Cable Guy?
No, I've heard about it.
Film, he plays opposite Matthew Broderick, who was in Ferris Bueller's Day Off.
Mm-hmm.
A classic 80s movie, 90s movie, probably 90s movie. And in the movie, he plays a cable guy who befriends somebody, saying he can get him some cheap knockoff cable deal. And then it all turns a bit dark, a bit weird. I haven't seen it for a long time, but I'm looking forward to watching it. So my movie choice for this week for the Wheelie Waffle, The Cable Guy.
Foss, what's yours?
Fossy, what are you leaping in with?
Oh, I could say, with a really bad one, just say George Clooney's Batman, because he plays the Riddler in that.
I've not seen it.
Oh, that's a comedy of a Batman film.
Okay, as in it's a bad Batman film.
Yes.
Could I pick Joker?
Is Batman in that?
It may be George Clooney.
George Clooney?
George Clooney.
You're a big George Clooney fan?
No.
Okay, so what are we saying? We're going to watch Batman.
Yeah, why
not? Is it Batman, not Batman Returns, not Batman Forever, it's just Batman?
I don't know which Batman it is. But I know there is Batman with Jim Carrey as the Riddler.
Well, let's look at that one then. What are you saying, Finn?
Was he in Joker?
No.
I'm kidding. It was just a funny, 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 funny joke. Dumb and Dumber. That's a gangster film, isn't it?
What is?
Dumb and Dumber.
Dumb and Dumber?
Yeah.
Yeah, I can happily watch Dumb and Dumber again if we need to. As long as we're all going to watch it. Pinky swear.
I already watched it.
When?
When? Yesterday.
But you need to watch it.
Again.
Part of the homework is we choose it, a film we've seen before, mm-hmm. and we watch it.
Okay.
And then we review it.
The Grinch.
The Grinch.
The Grinch.
So you're going for a Christmas movie?
Yes.
In January?
Yes.
Brilliant.
In my house.
Is it not still winter?
What? No.
The winter
not
of
anymore.
Discount tents. Well, it is still winter, but it's not Christmas, and The Grinch is a Christmas movie, surely.
Well, Christmas is in winter.
The Grinch.
So what are you saying? The Grinch. The Grinch. That means that we have to watch that weird film with all the people with the weird faces.
Yes.
Yeah, I'm
the
sorry.
Weird faces.
I'm sorry, we're going to have to watch the movie with all the weird people and the weird faces. We're going to have to watch...
The Grinch.
No, we're going to have to watch the Weekly Waffle live action.
No, man. Shh, don't talk about that. We've not finished filming yet.
Not finished filming?
Not finished filming. Do you know what I'm saying? We've got to wait for, the global press thing.
Anyone who's listening to this right now, no matter where you are, could you please shout geese as loud as you can? Right now. Go on. Do it. I'll do it right now, Dad. Open your ears.
Geez.
That is so loud.
Yeah. It's natural.
Hello.
So on homework then, we're going to watch The Cable Guy. We're going to watch Batman Forever.
And The Grinch.
And we're going to watch The Grinch. Well, what we'll do is we'll have The Cable Guy to, have that bit of bit of on the edge of your seatness. We'll watch Batman Forever for a bit of comedy. And then for a lovely dessert. Sweet sugary goodness, we'll have the Grinch.
Yeah, the
Grinch. There you go, the free course Jim Carrey meal.
Grinch. The Grinch.
Ugh. Jim Carrey triple sandwich.
My favourite part of the Grinch is when he eats the burning hot metal. Do you remember that
scene? No.
When he's making his weird invention, he's like, Do you remember?
No, I remember when he eats banana peels or something.
No, he cools the... Unless that wasn't...
Hang on a minute, are you a spoiler alert?
Oh, yeah.
We're going to watch the movie.
I was talking, I think it was about the animated Grinch when he eats.
Well then, cool.
Isn't Batman Forever the one with Uma Thurman as Poison Ivy?
Are you asking me? I have not seen the film. Let's have a look.
You're the one with the phone with Barry.
Okay, Batman Forever. Wow. Let's just check this out again. 39% on Rotten Tomatoes.
Yep.
The cast is Val Kilmer as Batman.
Okay.
Jim Carrey as the Riddler. Chris O'Donnell as Dick Grayson. Nicole Kidman. Tommy Lee Jones as Two-Face. There's no Uma Thurman in there.
Okay, I'm thinking of the other one then.
Okay.
I'm thinking of the George Clooney one.
Well, that's one we're going for.
Yeah,
so we see who's picked the best one so far. What did you have, 39%?
I had the Grinch like a boss.
I feel like the Grinch will be higher. Because it's the Grinch.
Jim Carrey, the Grinch gets 46%.
Really?
Rotten Tomatoes.
46%?
No, I had 50% Rotten Tomatoes.
Was it?
50% Rotten, 46% for Metacritic.
Okay. And my one, 53%. So we're all like mid-scoring movies to this time round. So not too bad.
Big news about this year as well, which I've just realised.
Big news.
PS5.
PS5 this Christmas.
Okay.
There is supposedly, from leaked information, supposedly there's a showcase this February about showing what it looks like and what games are going to be like, his first releases sort of thing.
Yeah, they're giving November 2020 for a UK release, which I assume would be pretty much a world release, unless we get it a week or two after everybody else gets it in the world. No word on pricing yet, then?
The closest thing that I would seem to be realistic is $4.99.
I would think £500 is where we're going to be.
Well, I mean, me and Foss already have PCs now, so we...
How dare you?
Well...
Listen, right, PS5, okay, but if they have Demon's Souls remade for PS5... Oh boy, I'm getting it.
For what? Demon Souls?
Yes.
Imagine buying a console for one game. No one would do that. Not like me.
Not like me and you. We did that once for Sea of Thieves.
No, we didn't.
Yeah, we did.
Shut up.
So Xbox are also looking to bring out the Xbox Series X.
More like an Xbox Series bumhole. What is that?
What, the Xbox Series X?
Yeah, it looks
Clearly it's going to be their next gen too.
Damn, it's going to be there.
But they're saying that at the moment, all of the sort of the news story and the sort of whatever's going towards the PlayStation at the moment. So they're saying a lot more people are looking forward to the PlayStation, the PS5, than the Xbox.
Good.
At the moment. I've never, ever been an Xbox fan, really.
Right.
I've never liked the controller. I've never really played it. I think, to be honest, I think that's it. I think every time I used to try and play Xbox games, the controller completely put me off.
And it also sucks.
I just never, ever got into it.
Xbox also sucks. Just
why does the Xbox suck compared to the PlayStation?
Because, the layouts suck. The menus are really hard to navigate. The settings, what even are they? Parties don't even make sense. It's hard to play with your boys. Number two, this is older gen, but with the PlayStation 3, you didn't have to use anything to go online. You just go online for free. But on Xbox, you had to pay like a boss.
I mean, PlayStation was free for ages, weren't it?
It was free until PS4.
And then PS4, they started it, did they?
Yeah.
Yeah, because that was another thing. I just always used to remember that it was definitely the freebie. So some of the specs on the PS5 so far, they're saying it's going to support 8K resolution, ray tracing technology, and be much faster loading.
Yeah. Did I show you the video about the load times?
Man, it was insanely good, wasn't it? Because it's got the solid state drive.
Yes.
It rips it.
The very fast process.
Very fast. Yeah, so hopefully we're going to be good. We're obviously the hype will all build up through the year. The shock controllers look really awesome as well.
Yeah.
Of like the sort
cool
of the
triggers
soft press trigger technology. Give you the real feel. The real deal.
Yeah, man.
Haptic sensors, apparently.
Is that what they're called?
Haptic. No, like vibrations on the controller will have like a more realistic feel to them.
Yeah.
With like direct like positions on the controller.
I'm surprised there's not more made of I know they do them, but like a vest, you know, like a wraparound vest or something that you wear while you play. That does like vibrations and
they're kind of starting
pops and booms and that when you're getting shot at and stuff.
And if you die in the game, you die in real life.
That'd be so realistic, so immersive.
It has a syringe right here filled with like battery acid, and then if you die in like GTA,
die in GTA, what 5 minutes?
Now, if you die in Call of Duty, if you get a pen,
you die in PUBG.
If you die in Call of Duty, or if you get a pen to kill in League of Legends.
The penta.
Like, realistically, PS5 is actually
not gangster.
Not
I'm
as
kidding.
Powerful as the new Xbox, but I think the new PS5 has the more popularity around
Apparently,
it.
Apparently, I don't know if this is just like speculation or not, but it'll be able to do like backwards compatibility with like PS3 and that.
It would be nice if it could at least go back to 4.
Right. Confirmed, all PS4 games are supported.
Yeah.
Unconfirmed, PS3. But people are kind of speculating that it'll be a PS3.
I thought there was PS2 games as well, you know.
PS2, I would hope that they support everything. PS1, I can see them avoiding. But the rest of it, I wouldn't mind.
Well, it's a bit weird to think that if it's so super, super powerful, why can't it play games that was on like a much simpler console?
Disc differences.
What do you mean disc differences?
The original, I don't know if it was...
Are you discist?
I don't know if it was...
Yes.
Because there's no room in this world for you if you're discist.
No, listen, I'll tell you. It's either PS3 or PS4. Sony made a new way to print data onto disc, which adds like a wobble if you look at a PS4 or a PS3 disc, I don't know which one it is, you can see that you can actually see like a wobbling texture, like line throughout it all.
Yeah.
Which means that like only PS4 or PS3, I think it's PS4, only PS4's laser could read that like disc type without someone having to create a whole new laser that was the same as PS4's.
How come on like the original PS1?
Yeah.
And two, whatever, the discs were black. And now they're like...
Shiny
silver.
I don't know. They're hiding ghosts.
Easier to read, I guess.
I don't know. Do you know what I mean? Weird questions.
Using UV.
Anyway, I reckon we're going to wrap it up for the Weekly Waffle this month. This first one. I reckon we're probably going to settle into probably once a month. So even though we're called the Weekly Waffle. And there's some imitators out there as well. We've heard you. We've seen you. Copying on the waffle.
They listen to this?
I don't know. There's two young lads giving it the beans.
Message us in the DMs. Send us a DM.
Them two lads.
Now, tell you what. Let's have a collab.
Yeah, exactly.
It's just nice to be emulated, isn't it? Do you know what I mean? We're the innovators, you know, but it's nice. It's nice that people want to follow the waffle.
Realistic. When was theirs made?
After ours.
Last. They were literally... The one that we were listening to, the two lads were... I think they're like Scottish lads, two young lads. And I think it was like late last year, did a couple of episodes. But who knows? Who knows?
Right, you know what?
Like, maybe there's room. There's room in the world for waffles.
Here's a message to you two podcasters doing the other one. Send us DM, collab. We'll do a collab. The two waffles doing a weekly. That'd be fun, wouldn't it?
What's that?
Now we should go, get them on a Skype. Get them on a Discord chat and then we can interview them.
Interview, yeah. For a
How
job.
Does it feel to be built upon us?
Anyway, if you're out there doing your own podcast, carry on anyway. Podcasting's cool. Podcasters rule.
Should we change it to the monthly waffle?
No, we'll just be the Wiggly Waffle.
The monthly munch bunch.
Sounds better. Rolls off the tongue.
Are you saying that the monthly munch bunch doesn't roll off the tongue?
No, the monthly munch sounds like something else that adults do.
No, that's the weekly partake in activity.
Weekly partake. Isn't that as fast as the Millennium Falcon used to go? Isn't that a partake?
Parsec.
Yes, I mean parsec.
I don't know.
It was a joke about the play on word. That was it. Anyway, thanks very much for listening out there. I've been me.
Finley's
been insane.
Like a boss.
Forrest's been tolerable. And there we go. If you haven't seen Joker, watch Joker.
Yeah.
We're just mentioning that because it's amazing and it's scooped loads of awards. Oh, yeah. And by the way, as awards, and I know everybody in the world would have seen this by now, but if you haven't, the Golden Globes Ricky Gervais opening roast, even though I don't really like Ricky Gervais, that opening few minutes was comedy ingenious.
I didn't see it.
To destroy the celebrities, to mock Hollywood in such a manner.
What did he
brilliant.
Say?
Just watch it. It's fantastic.
Did he say?
Yeah, he tore them all a new one.
Did he say?
It's fantastic. And they all had to smile and clap and go along with
what
it.
What did he say?
It's genius. Well, you watch it and then maybe you can tell me what he said next time.
I haven't seen it though.
So you leave here, go onto the internet and watch it.
I would, but I have something booked.
What is it? Another game of hide and seek.
Yeah.
So, if you've got any suggestions for Finley's 5 minutes fantasies, anything that you want to ask Finley about the time when he, invented pizza, the time he went out and rode a bicycle around Chechnya, just anything. You just find out and I'm sure the story will come to him. So, catch you all next time on the Weekly Waffle Podcast. We can be reached as always.
You can be reached.
Is that a threat?
I can reach around.
I can reach you.
We can be reached.
I can reach you anytime. Whoops, I kicked the table like a bouse. Chicken souls, like a bouse. Sorry.
Thanks very much for listening.
If the world ends, meet us at the local.
Yeah, obviously, if we all die of coronavirus, it's been nice. Otherwise,
I won't die.
Any suggestions?
Send them in to
theweeklywafflepodcast@gmail.com and we'll catch you all next time. Thanks very much for listening.
Goodbye.
Bye. See you tomorrow.
And goodbye.
I would say see you tomorrow, but it's not a little bit. Bye.
You know, man.